Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our City Hall update. How are you today, Mayor?
I'm doing well. Going to be a hot one, Joe.
Very. Possible record-breaking, actually, today.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you do use some extra care and caution when you're out and about during the heat of the day, for sure.
Most importantly, stay hydrated.
Yes. With water, ideally.
Ideally, correct.
There are some cooling spots in the city, of course. The libraries, the Kennedy Center. Folks should take advantage, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Mayor, can we talk a little bit about some projects going on right downtown? First of all, the park for John Quincy Adams, I see, is coming along nicely.
It is shaping up. The granite elements have arrived, which is awesome. The park is on schedule. We should be finished by about the 1st of September. Give or take a couple of days, depending with weather and so forth. The statue and the plaques that are going in, they're in storage, and they're here, as we know, because we, let him out, if you will, on the APC last year, the big gala event. So that's all ready to go. So I don't see any glitches or time issues. Everything seems to be going very, very well. MJ Nichols is the contractor there with Granite Partners. They do great work. So we're still waiting on one or two potential speakers before we pin down the date. Sometime late September.
For dedication. A dedication? Oh, very good. Okay.
Yep.
Is there a water feature in this park?
There is not.
No, okay.
That park is pretty tight.
Yeah.
It doesn't, we don't have a lot of room to work with. So, and John Quincy Adams, in addition to the statue, the four reliefs that are done to talk about is really his four most important aspects of public service. They take up some space, so his story is the more complicated one to tell. So there's not a whole lot of room left really to do much more than that. So.
Sure. I'm guessing some benches, right? And
a couple of benches. Yeah. Some beautiful landscaping, and be a nice spot for folks in around the downtown. Let them grab their bag lunch and go sit in the corner, and I think we may put one of those chess tables in there.
Oh,
where
yeah.
He was such a brilliant mind, complicated but brilliant. So we may put one of those in there as well. So finishing touches coming up later in August. It's going to be a beautiful addition to the downtown and a fitting tribute to the sixth president of the United States.
Oh, yeah, that too. is uplighting, some new lighting part of the project?
There'll be lighting in the area, for sure.
Okay. And on the other side of the square, it's demolition underway for the new developments at the old Family Dollar store location.
Yes, the Joe Yacari plan finally underway. This building was completely remediated, and now it's gone. It's down. I expect the Sam Slater building, which is across the opening there, the buildings we took and demolished, to be probably next week. You'll see visible demolition of that building. They're in finishing up the prep inside. It's a little more complicated on this one. It's up against the other building where South Shore Health is. So you've got to be very careful engineering wise and execution on the removal. So it's both exciting, which means next step. Both of them have have had projects approved by the planning board some time ago. I'm sure they'll be updated and tweaked, but we're excited to see it happening, finally. The Calgary one, as you know, was a seven-story, a two-story restaurant. As you know, that was Joey Calgary's success and fame, was all the restaurants he did and built, the taverns in the square. So the two-story restaurant, which would be magnificent, and then some apartments above. And then, of course, Slater is a heavy residential building with retail on the first floor, perhaps a restaurant and other things. So we're excited about it. I know they're excited about it, and hopefully interest rates pop down a little bit. That's going to create a little bit more activity and incentive, really, to get moving on some of these projects.
And also another small park in between the two, right?
Yeah, so when those are finished, so the two buildings that we took down was anticipated to be a park at some point, but what we'll do is we'll allow both of them to use that area as a lay-down area, because you're right in the middle of the square. There's nowhere to put materials and stock things, and so they'll use that as a lay down area. When they're finished, then we'll construct the final product of what the park will be there, which would be another great piece. And it'll open up, you know, obviously between Hancock and McConville Way, because as we know, we have the medical office building under construction as we speak, at least the garage part for starters, and then the building, and of course the other projects south of the bridge. So, you know, these connections then make it a much better experience, you know, walking around Quincy Center.
Yeah, there's so much going on in that small area. And then you've got the other project at the corner of Revere Road there in Hannon. That's starting up as well, looks like.
That's correct, yep. The LBC group, and then this fall, my guess is final approval will come forward on the Heinz project at the old Coleman's block.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want to remind people that, you know, we've talked about it a lot, Joe. I take hits for, well, maybe we're developing too much. And Quincy Center is where we want the development. That's where we want the density. And, you know, it creates, obviously, housing units for people. We have a great shortage. Mm-hmm. But also creates and sustains jobs, adds to the economy, and, of course, it adds to our tax base, which is why we're able to do our fifth new school and seawalls and parks and so forth. So it's important stuff, and I want to remind people of the economic value of this. So it's exciting. And then, of course, all that feeds the restaurants and the taverns in the downtown. It provides a lot more foot traffic, a lot more people living there. And so it's a win-win all around. And I'm grateful for the planning department, the planning board, all the work they do, city council, and all the work they've done on the URDP extensions and votes and et cetera. So it's been a team, obviously team effort. And not everyone can be happy about everything. But overall, I think we're in a great place from our master development plan that goes back 15 years, Joe.
I did want to ask you, Mayor, in the wake of that tragedy in Fall River at the Assisted Living Center, of course, many cities and towns are taking a look at their own fire department staffing levels and wondering how Quincy compares.
Well, we started a number of years ago really rebuilding the staffing, the complement of our apparatus across the city. For those that don't know, we run 8 stations. We've got 4 ladder trucks in service all the time, and the apparatus are well manned, they're well equipped, and that's one of the things that I think people sometimes don't realize. They drive by the firehouse and see a nice shiny engine, but if the manpower isn't on that piece, when that piece gets to the scene, it can't do a whole lot until other firefighters arrive, because it takes, you start your search and rescue, you got to hook the pump up, you know, it takes several bodies to execute once you arrive at a fire scene, and even more for a ladder truck. You got to rent at least 4 in a ladder truck to make it, you know, make it work. I mean, it just, so, you know, I'm not being critical of Fall River. Mm-hmm. We've looked at our own. We've got the greatest complement of firefighters and probably in 60 or 70 years. We're well-manned. We've got great leaders. The Chief Jackson does a nice job, and we've been updating our apparatus as well. So we're in a good place, for sure. That was a terrible tragedy. My heart goes out to those families for that. And I certainly, you know, wish the Fall River community success and best of luck going forward. But it's, you know, these things can happen even with a full complement of manpower, Joe. Accidents do happen. Tragedies happen. But we should be in a place where that's not a question after the fact. In reality, we've got a great complement to the fire department. We are prepared and planned for the worst. We've got the best as far as people. And the same goes for the police. You know, when I started, Joe, we had 142 patrolmen, I think. We're up to 184 additional sergeants and lieutenants and full complement. So, you know, when something happens in Quincy and in the criminal environment, most likely you're going to get caught. That police department does a tremendous job. We're not without problems. We're an urban setting, but we're the safest city in the Commonwealth, and I'm proud of that. It's not by accident. So certainly tip my hat to both the fire and police services of our city.
I know the budget. This year's budget includes funding for additional firefighters, right?
That's correct. We've creeped it up each year, and we're in a good place. We're swearing in a few more this week. And, you know, that's the other challenge too is, you know, we're big departments, we're a big city, there's attrition, there's retirements all the time, so you're always chasing your tail, if you will, to be at full complement. And it takes, you know, it takes some time. You have to call for the list, you do background checks, physicals, you know, psychological exams, you name it. You go, it's quite a process to go through. So by the time you get them on, after being trained, it's probably a year from the time you start.
Any update on plans for a new fire headquarters?
No update. We're we're retooling, if you will, in-house, and going to engage the architect again and start moving forward. Now that, you know, when that was first designed, we hadn't anticipated the public safety headquarters. So there'll be less space needed in it. So we're going to make some adjustments, which should drive down the costs as well. So, yeah, I'm going to keep moving forward on that.
Okay. Speaking of police and fire, they will be very busy this weekend keeping everybody safe at the two huge concerts that are coming to the stadium, Mayor.
Yeah, very exciting. Obviously, two big names. People are very excited about it. With Darius Rucker on Saturday evening and then John Fogerty on Sunday evening. It's a great, great thing for Quincy. As we've talked about a million times for 4 years, Joe, we've talked about Quincy 400. And I would suggest these concerts are kind of the peak. There'll be more things happening, of course. A number of events still to come. But as far as volume and of people, these will be the peak for sure of the year. We're anticipating about 8,000 on Saturday and about 7,000 on Sunday.
Wow.
The police and fire, Department of Natural Resources, we get all kinds of volunteers, my staff, the team, Quincy 400 team. Everyone's so excited because they've been working at this for a couple of years, you know. So, and here it is. And right now I haven't looked, but I heard the forecast looks good for the weekend. So we'll keep our fingers crossed there.
Yeah, it looks excellent, actually, right now. And I know folks are strongly, strongly urged to use public transportation, a ride share, or the garages in the vicinity, but stay away from the stadium with your car.
Yeah. I mean, it reminds me, you know, the old Thanksgiving games. You know,
yes.
You had 10,000 people there. Most people walked.
That's right.
You know, hitchhiked or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
But I do want to give a big shout-out, Joe. Dan Quirk, mm-hmm. Quirk Auto Deals, is the main sponsor for this. The reason the ticket prices are affordable for these kinds of acts is because of his major contribution. You know, $300,000, which covers really about half the cost of the concert.
Hmm.
So that's huge, and he's a great corporate citizen. So once again, I want to give a shout-out to a good friend, Dan Quirk.
Very good. Mayor, appreciate your time as always. Stay cool.
You too. Enjoy the day.
Bye-bye.